Hi, this is Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to take a look at some of the exciting new JavaScript IntelliSense features in Visual Studio 2008. All right, to get started, let's create a new website project here. And we'll just call this website VB. And we already have a default ASPX. Let's add a JavaScript file here as well. And we'll just call this JavaScript file utils. And then we want to add a reference to that JavaScript file over here in our page. So let's do that. We'll add a script where the language is equal to JavaScript, the type is equal to text JavaScript, and the source is equal to our utils JS file. Now let's take a look at some of the JavaScript IntelliSense features. And the first thing I want to do is give this div element an ID. And let's call this page content. And then I want to add a script block inside the page here. So let's do that. Language equals JavaScript and type equals text JavaScript. And we'll create a little function here. Notice we're getting IntelliSense for creating our JavaScript function. We'll call this startup. And then we'll define a couple local variables here. Notice we're getting IntelliSense again for creation of our variable. And the first one we'll call is container. And this comes from the document element in the get element by ID. This is pretty nice. We're getting the IntelliSense to help us create this. Call it page content. And let's create another local variable called index that has a value of 0. And let's just create another one called this is some text, which is has some text in it. Now when we go to reference these variables in code, what we'll see is the second feature of JavaScript IntelliSense, which is type inference. If we take the container local variable that we have here and we go to one of the methods, notice that the IntelliSense engine has inferred that this is a DOM document element and is giving us the appropriate properties and methods that go with a DOM element. Likewise, if we were to use the index variable that we created here, we're getting a variety of properties and methods that pertain to a numeric variable. And likewise, if we use the text variable, we're getting a bunch of methods and properties that pertain to text. Now you can go even a little bit further than this, and let's say we take our index variable, and since we're not strongly typed here in JavaScript, we can do this, and we change that to be some text down here, and then we go to use that, we get the text-based IntelliSense. You might say that's pretty neat, but what would happen if we were to use index up here before we assign the text to it? And it is quite an intelligent engine here, so to speak, because here it's giving us the numeric methods and properties. So now let's go and add a method over in our utils.js file here. So notice this is a JS file. We're getting the same IntelliSense that we had over in default ASPX to define our function and get username. And let's have this take a variable called ID. We're going to create a little sample method here that would take the ID and look up a name for us, and in this case we'll just return the person name. directly here. We won't go off and make it any more complicated than that for this demonstration. Okay, now let's flip back over to our default ASPX page and go down here, and let's say we want to create a local variable called name, and we want to call that method over in the JS file. We automatically get IntelliSense on the methods in our JS file without having to do anything special, including parameter information that we need to pass to the method that we're calling. So that's pretty neat. Next, we want to take a look at the new XML comment capability that's been added for JavaScript. And let's flip back over here to our JS file. Many of you have probably used the XML commenting capability in C# or now in Visual Basic, and there's a similar feature that's been added for JavaScript. And there's a few differences, but it works pretty much in the same way. For example, we can add XML-based comments to our code here that'll be picked up by the IntelliSense engine, so it can show them to us when we're using the method over on the ASPX page. And let me show you how that works. And one difference here is that the comments are placed immediately inside of the function rather than above the function name, which is what you would do in Visual Basic or C#. And the reason for this is that there's a toString method in JavaScript that allows the JavaScript engine here behind the scenes to pick up the contents of the method and then parse the XML comments. So the way we do it is add a / comment character, the same as you would in C#, and then you use the similar XML elements. For example, we can type in a summary element here and say this is a method to get the person's name from an ID value. Close that off. Then we can add one for the parameter, and the name of the parameter is ID, and this is the person's ID value. And we can also add one for the return value. And this is the person's name. Now we do need to save the JS file here before we get back over to default ASPX so the parser can pick up the information. Flip out, go over to default ASPX, and let's create another variable here called name2. And let's use the get username, and notice we're getting the help here in the tooltip. This is a method coming from the summary element that we added. And likewise here, when we go to type the ID parameter, we're getting the information provided in the param element. Now we can take this even one step further to show you some of the additional capabilities in the XML comment documentation. If we go back over to the JS file here, what we can do is we can go over to the param definition here, and we can add a type attribute. In this case, we'll make this a number. And we're also going to indicate that this is an integer, and because JavaScript only has a number type, it doesn't have an integer type, what they've done is added another attribute, which is integer equal true. We save this, and we now go back over to our default ASPX, and let's add a third local variable here, get username with our IntelliSense, and notice this time, in addition to just the ID as the name of the parameter, we're getting an indicator that's showing us that this is a number. So we'll make this one 50. There's a number of other attributes that you can add to your XML-based comments to get rich IntelliSense, and there's a nice blog post here, let me flip over to that, by Birch and Leroy. And I'll leave this address up on the screen here for just a moment so you can copy it down and go look at it after you view the video. So we've seen IntelliSense from an external JavaScript file to the ASPX page. What about from one JavaScript file to another? So let's create a second JavaScript file here in our website. And this one let's call core.js. And let's add a function in here. Let's call this function getLatLong. And we'll take inbound an address, and let's return, in this case, we'll just an arbitrary number. While we're here, let's add some JavaScript comments. So we'll add a summary tag here for an address. There we go, and we'll add a parameter, and the name of it will be address, type equals string. This is the address to find the lat long. And lastly, we'll add a return. Let's say the lat long of the address. Okay, so we'll save these changes to core.js here. Now let's go back over to our utils JavaScript file. What we need to do in order to have the cross JavaScript IntelliSense is go up here to the beginning of the file, and we'll paste in a reference element to the core.js file. So we'll save that here as well. And now let's go down here and add another function to utils. And we'll call this getUserLatLong, have an inbound address to this. And now when we type G, we have the getLatLong method from the core.js file. So we'll take that, and notice we're getting the IntelliSense for the address parameter as well. And we'll pass in this address value here, and then we'll close off the method. And actually what we'll do here is return that like that. So this demonstrates how we're getting IntelliSense from one JavaScript file to the other. And I guess just to close the loop here, let me go back over here to core.js, and let me add a reference element up here, the path equal to utils.js, and we'll save all our files here. And if we were to go down into this latlong function and use get, you can see we have our get username and get user latlong from our utils.js. So this has shown us how we can get the cross JavaScript IntelliSense. What about referencing standard files like the Microsoft AJAX library? Well, we can do that here as well, and it's just a slight variation on the reference element that we use for utils.js. So we add another reference element, and here instead of adding a path attribute, we're going to add a name attribute. And the name attribute is used for any JavaScript files that are dynamically added by the script manager, in this case the Microsoft AJAX library. So let's type that name in, Microsoft AJAX.js, close that off, and save things here. Now if we would go down here into our getLatLong function, and let's say we wanted to use one of the methods in the Microsoft AJAX library. For example, let's use the get shortcut. There we have IntelliSense for the Microsoft AJAX library with all of the corresponding methods that we have in there, as well as you can see we're getting the parameter and type information in here as well. Okay, let's just clean that up here. So you can see that if you make standard use of the XML-based comments for documentation and IntelliSense in your JavaScript files, that would be very useful for your development teams in terms of sharing libraries and having access to the standard information that they get with any Visual Basic or C# methods as well. Okay, next let's look at some features in IntelliSense related to calling web services from JavaScript. The first thing I want to do is add a web service to our website here. So I'll go up, add a new item, add a web service, and we'll call this test web service. We'll add it. And then it has the standard hello world. Let's just change this slightly here. And we'll call it get message, and we'll take an inbound argument as a string. And what we'll do is just concatenate this with hello. There we go. And then the other thing we need to do is to add an attribute to indicate that this is a script-based service. So let's go up here and let's add a system.web.script.services.script-service attribute. And there, we should be all set here now with our web service. Let's just save that. Let's switch back over to our default ASPX page, and the first thing we want to do is go down here in the form, and we want to add a script manager. So there we go, ID equals, just call it script manager, and a runout equals server. There we go, and we now want to add a service reference to the web service which we just created. So add the services element, and then within that we add a service reference element, and in this case the path to our web service is test web service. So there, we should be all set with that. Now if we go back up here to our script block at the top of the default ASPX page, and in this case we want to call the web service method that we just created, if we start to type T, the IntelliSense picks up test web service, and it also picks up the get message method, including all of the parameter information that we added to that. So we'll just say Chris. So that's an example of how you can get IntelliSense for web services in your JavaScript, which also should be a very useful tool. Visuals 3008 has added some nice features related to adding client libraries or behaviors for Microsoft Ajax extensions. I'd like to take a look at two aspects of that. One is the new templates for creating the items, and the second is the nice integration with JavaScript IntelliSense. So let's go up here to our website and add a new item. Notice that there's new templates for Ajax client behavior, client control, and client library. In this case, let's just create a clientbehavior.js file. The templates filled out a number of the major items that we need for creating our behavior, including registering the namespace as the default namespace for the website up here, website VB. And it's also added a reference for IntelliSense to the Microsoft Ajax library that we saw a few minutes ago. So let's save this clientbehavior.js here, and now let's go over to our core.js file, and we're going to add another reference up here. And this one, we're going to specify the path to the clientbehavior.js file. So now when we go down here into our getLatLong method, if we type W, we get a IntelliSense for website VB, the client behavior, and then all of the methods that relate to the behavior. So that's an example of how we have integrated a behavior and the associated IntelliSense into our JavaScript file here, core.js, and it would apply to creating a client library or a client control as well. So that's a look at the new IntelliSense features for JavaScript in Visual Studio 2008. I know I'm really excited to start using this because with the increased presence of AJAX functionality in websites and the corresponding increase in JavaScript, these features will really be good for productivity. I encourage you to download the sample code, take a look at it at your leisure. This is Chris Pels. Thank you for watching the video on IntelliSense features in JavaScript in Visual Studio 2008.